This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The United Nations is moving to recommend cockpit videos in the wake of recent crashes. Pilots have traditionally objected on grounds of privacy and are now arguing expense. 83% of the SEC whistleblowers since 2011 have received no decision from the SEC on their submissions. Critics are worried that it will dissuade people from coming forward. 61% of Americans now say race relations in this country are generally bad. That figure is up 44% after the fatal shooting of Michael Brown and the unrest that followed in Ferguson in August, and 43% in December. In a CBS News poll just 2 months ago, 38% said race relations were generally bad. Current views are by far the worst of Barack Obama's presidency. According to Global Financial Integrity, a nonprofit that monitors money laundering, Costa Rica exported $5.4 billion in laundered money in 2006, equal to 24% of its GDP. By 2012, that number was up to $21.6 billion, 48% of its GDP. The latest data suggests that the universe has at least 30 billion good years left. The sun, 4 to 5 billion. Earth, well, it depends on how well we take care of it. More than 30 years ago, some police tests concluded that an armed attacker who bolted towards a police officer with a knife could clear 21 feet in the time it took most officers to draw, aim, and fire their weapon. The so-called 21-foot rule is being rethought in the wake of current police tactics. President Obama announced a new nonprofit organization being spun off from his White House initiative called My Brother's Keeper. Staked by more than $80 million in commitments from corporations and other donors, the new group, My Brother's Keeper Alliance, is meant to deal with the problems of African American and Latino youth. Bonaire wants to banish a variety of artificial preservatives, flavors, and colors, as well as different kinds of sweeteners and meat from animals raised with antibiotics. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.